You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award winning and leading boutique wealth manager. With me from Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town today is Aidan Freswick. A thing to talk about today, Aidan, because there's a three-letter word called tax, and the tax year is drawing to a close on the 28th of February. And it's, of course, the time to have a look at your finances and ensure that you're making the most of tax-saving opportunities, because you can reduce your tax burden legally in South Africa. Should we be methodical and go through a few of your tips, please? And maybe start with boosting your retirement savings and saving on tax in the meanwhile.
Good afternoon, Lindsay. Thanks for having me on your show again.
It's a pleasure.
Indeed, it is tax season, and I think it's important for investors to understand that you need to try and maximize your after-tax returns, and there are some incentives that that SARS does provide, and as you've pointed out, you need to make the most of these tax-saving opportunities. So the first thing, in my opinion, is that you should look at boosting your retirement savings in order to save on tax, because effectively, every year, SARS allows you to contribute to a retirement annuity. And by contributing to this retirement annuity, you actually can deduct up to 27.5% of your earnings, capped at 350,000, towards the contribution towards retirement savings. So you can reduce your overall tax liability by making use of a retirement annuity investment vehicle, therefore reducing your overall tax liability.
Okay, you say that growth within an RA is tax-free, but you say you give us a sort of a little warning there. You've got to have it done by 1 o'clock on the 26th of February. So people mustn't leave it till the last day, of course.
Indeed, that is quite alarming. And the thing is, because we need to get submissions into all investment platforms by the 28th of February, because the tax season or the tax year end does close on the 28th of Feb. Therefore, we just need to, of course, have a little bit of time to get these instructions finalized. But another point that you've mentioned is that growth and any taxation inside a tax or inside an RA is completely tax-free. So therefore, no capital gains tax, no dividends tax, no tax on interest. So the investment vehicle itself is a tax-efficient investment vehicle, and together with that, you get the tax deduction for making the contributions into retirement savings. But again, it needs to then, of course, finalize before the 28th of Feb for that to then count for this tax year.
Okay, this is a good one. I always like this one. And it's been such a good initiative. And I'm talking about TFSA, which stands for Tax-Free Savings Account. And I imagine it's been hugely popular with your client base.
Very popular indeed. And I think, the one wish all advisors will have is that the allowance does get increased at some point. I mean, 5 years ago, it was increased from 33,000 per annum for the contributions all the way up to 36,000. But, maybe further down the line, it can be increased to a further amount just to encourage more savings in South Africa, because we know that it is quite a dismal number. But at the moment, the contribution per annum stands at a maximum of 36,000. And then, of course, the lifetime one of 500,000. Now, this is quite a nice tool to use to lock in your tax-free returns because, of course, as the name suggests, there's no taxation inside the structure. It works a little bit different to retirement annuities, that any contribution into a tax-free savings account, that is not tax-deductible, so you can't reduce your overall taxable income for making contributions to tax-free savings accounts, but you can make use of this type of saving mechanism for any discretionary type of money, especially for long-term savings, where you want to make sure or maximize the tax benefits, because, of course, if you invest in other products, There are several taxes to be aware of, like capital gains tax and dividends tax, dividends withholdings tax. But tax-free savings, as the name suggests, there's no taxation inside the structure.
You've just mentioned capital gains tax, and there are capital gains tax exemptions. If you're lucky enough to have investments and have sold them or are going to sell them in the very short term, maybe you could run through them.
For sure. So for individuals, basically you have an annual exemption of 40,000 per tax year. So SARS allows you to dispose an asset and have no tax up to a maximum of 40,000 of the gain that you make. It goes a little bit different for businesses and trusts, but effectively natural persons, you have a 40,000 capital gains tax exemption. So if you're thinking of selling any assets this year, this tax year, it's important to make use of the 40,000 tax capital gains tax exemption. And then, of course, maybe just another thing to mention is, you know, any sale of property, if it was your primary residence, you get a capital gains tax exclusion of up to 2 million rand. So and that is quite a nice exemption to not forget, because it is part of saving taxes and making the most of the exemptions that SARS does provide.
You've mentioned some strategies, and they're all very common sense strategies as well, and they all have not huge benefits, but benefits nonetheless. And you say that you should combine strategies for maximum benefits. What do you mean by that? Like blend them all together, in other words?
Indeed. So firstly, for capital gains tax, you can time the sale of an asset. So before the 28th of Feb, you can maybe dispose some assets to make use of the 40,000 exemption. For example, if you have a particular asset in your overall investment portfolio that you maybe want to dispose of, but you didn't have, or maybe the tax liability seemed too large, you can actually time the sale of the asset now before the 28th of Feb, and then effectively maybe a little bit more as of 1 March. So you can make use of that. And then another strategy is that you can combine contributing to a retirement annuity as well as a tax-free savings account, especially before the end of the tax year. And the tax-free savings account can also be opened up for minors as well. So it's also a nice future planning tool for parents that have newborn kids or kids are still young. It's a nice savings tool to open up in your child's name. And it can serve a nice purpose further down the line, especially when it comes to providing for education and those sort of future capital needs. But a nice strategy is to combine contributing to a retirement annuity as well as a tax-free savings account before the 28th of Feb this year.
Right. The clock is ticking, you say. And 28th of February, it's only just about a couple of weeks away now. And I think the best thing to do, the best piece of advice you can give anyone, is if you're not sure about anything that you've just said, Aidan, just get on the blower to your tax advisor or your financial planner, hopefully Brenthurst Wealth. And I imagine your phone will be ringing off the hook for the next 2 weeks.
Indeed, we already are, and we're making the most of the time, and of course, make sure that everything runs smoothly. But of course, it's important to review your financial strategy and make the necessary contributions, and of course, take full advantage of any tax breaks that SARS does allow. It's very few, but the ones that are there, we should make the most of it.
Just very briefly, do you think there's any chance of some tax changes in the budget on February the 19th?
Well, not too certain. The one that is sort of popping up on the news headlines is the potential wealth tax, and that could be quite alarming for investors, especially for anyone that's trying to build some wealth and build some savings over time. We've seen wealth tax be on the cards for quite some time now, and one never knows. Treasury might actually sign this into bill, or it might just be passed on for a little bit longer. But that's potentially that, and potentially a little bit of increase to VAT. That's always on the cards every single year. Hasn't been changed for quite some time now, but that could be a potential change in the tax breaks, and possibly no changes to the income tax tables. I think it will remain the same as per last year.
Aidan, thanks so much for your advice. Very good luck at this busy time of year, and we'll speak after the budget and after the end of February. That was Aidan Freswick from Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.